Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to this week's installment of the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe on RBN. I am your host, Stuart Howe. Hope you all had a good week, made through everything, all the shenanigans and chicanery out there okay, and are able to join us either live or on one of our repostings of the show. I've got a couple of great guests lined up for us today, so I'm glad everybody's with us. Yeah, our adversaries, these globalist scoundrels and scallywags, they are not letting up. They are coming at us from every direction with injections and injunctions. Isn't that what Bertrand Russell said they'd use to usher in the New World Order? Diet, injunctions, and injections. And sure enough, that is what we're seeing. It is not an illusion. They are foisting that upon all of us. And, you know, in that scenario, what it takes, what JFK said, and I firmly believe, is an informed and engaged citizenry. So it's hard to be informed these days to get good information. So I applaud you all for being here with us. And one great source of information, actually two, are with us today. And people that are informed and engaged and are helping raise awareness and get people involved in, you know, and standing up to this tyranny and this rollout of really nasty stuff around the world. I've got Casey Whalen. You've heard me mention Casey before. He's been on the show. He has a YouTube channel called North Idaho Exposed. And Casey's one of the best guys around. He is actively engaged in being out there, standing up against the tyranny, helping enlighten people. And he's just a good-natured, good-hearted, well-informed guy. And to some degree, his mentor, Vicki Davis, is coming on with us. She'll be on in a few minutes. And so I've got them both on the line. I am hoping, let's start with Casey. Casey, are you with us?
I am, Stuart. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you bet. Thanks. And let's make a quick check and see if we got Vicki with us. Vicki, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you for coming on, Vicki. Well, why don't you guys, in no particular order, just take a minute and introduce yourselves to our audience.
Go ahead, Vicki.
Okay. Okay, well, my name is Vicki Davis. I'm an internet researcher, primarily focused on systems and computer systems, that is, government and corporate systems as collectivizers. My website is thetechnocratictyranny.com, and I have an older website called channelingreality.com. And I do a radio program on Saturday mornings, governamerica.com, with Darren Weeks, 9 a.m.
Excellent. And where can people go to hear that, Vicki?
Governamerica.com, and it starts at 9 a.m. Mountain Time.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And Casey, if you could, just introduce yourself to our audience, please.
Yeah, sure. So I've been booking guests for your show for the last year, so that's been fun. It's been good to get to know you, and you know, I love RBN and the audience, and very knowledgeable people. But I started out as an activist. I had a kind of a sour dialogue with my local sheriff through email about the Constitution, and so I just took it upon myself to try to educate our local public servants and law enforcement, or the police at least, about, you know, the rule of law, essentially, sort of a litmus test to see how they would react. And that sort of enshrines what we're going to talk about today. And so I had the honor of just having a little dialogue with Vicki a couple of years ago. And through what I do and what she does, we had this article we're going to talk about today called The Invisible Wall, is going to highlight the state fusion centers, and how law enforcement are basically watching people that are not convicted of any crime.
Yeah, absolutely. Demonizing their opposition is one of their favorite ploys. Before we get into the particulars, and there are some wonderful particulars to get into, I'm hoping each of you, Casey, since I've got you on going now, maybe each of you could give us kind of a short overview of the big picture of what's rolling out. I mean, I love that we're involved in really important tangents and, you know, boots on the ground in really specific particular areas, but as people like you that are actively engaged, I think it's important to hear different takes on what it is that we're facing. Whether it's, I tend to believe it is sort of can be looked at as the Fourth Reich, as a global rollout under the guise of this, health supposed hoax of a health crisis. But I'd love to hear your take on that first, Casey. You know, kind of what your views are on what the big picture is in general of what we're facing.
Yeah, it's been really shocking, actually, too. In another vein, I'm part of the People's Rights Network, which we basically assist our neighbor whenever there's government tyranny involved. And we're finding out now that, basically knew that some of the Marxist groups, some of the human rights networks are writing articles on the People's Rights group. Now we're seeing that it's being used as a way to tie in the January 6th narrative, where the People's Rights Network is being talked about in that light. So then when you tie in the whole fusion center aspect, which we'll talk about in a second, it's very, very daunting. So I can start talking about that if you want to kind of delve into that topic now.
Yeah, we can get into that in a second. I just was hoping to get kind of a synopsis from you on the nature of this global orchestrated rollout of this plan that we've seen since the start of COVID.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's been a long time coming, right? Since, essentially 9/11, before that even maybe, but now to see 30,000 foot view of this thing, I mean, we're so far down the line. It's insane. It's very daunting, but sobering at the same time to really kind of get a grasp of where we are. I mean, I think a lot of us agree, there's no privacy online. We're being tracked, every day, all the time. So just an unusual time to be alive, but I'm just glad we have people like Vicky around to help us fight back against some of this tyranny going on right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for that. And Vicky, if you could just, kind of give the audience your take on the big picture of what we're facing. And before we get into our corner of it, I'd like, to help, foment sort of an objective overview of what it is, the big picture of this rollout and how you see it, because your view is very valuable.
Well, the big picture is that the globalist elite have decided to redesign the economy of the world. And I don't know whether or not they planned on this, but the political systems of the nation states are being eroded and collectivized into global systems. Okay, so what that means in turn, so that you can get a visual on it and understand, is that Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and Montana, Alaska, plus three Canadian states, are joined in an economic region, and it is statutory. Okay, it's in Idaho law that Idaho is participating in the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. And the other states, they are similarly involved in their economic regions. And how IT systems and the surveillance systems and all of that fit into it is that if you picture the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative, where it is, you know, like the Silk Road of I don't know what year that was, what those years were, but the roads, actually it's everything that moves in a line, which sounds really absurd, until you understand that the road, you've got roads and railroads and fiber optic cable and electric and water pipelines, gas pipelines, and so forth. Those are the connectors of the global economy from region to region. Okay? So basically, they are redefining the organizational structure of the United States. And so that's why people have a hard time understanding what's going on, because they're looking at the United States as it was defined in the Constitution and as it was historically. But what these globalists have done is to redefine that organizational structure. And so, but once you understand it, it makes perfect sense how they did it, or not how they did it, but why they did it. And you can follow the legislation forward as to how they did it. Okay, so it's knowable. It's absolutely knowable. And so that's kind of what we're living through. And I'm kind of suspecting that we're kind of like at the end game where you know, they may be beginning to break up the United States into these regional units.
Yeah, I think you just hit on it there. We already are, to a large degree, as you point out, subservient to supranational entities like the United Nations in different charters and treaties that they've been doing covertly. I'm sure you're aware of how this ties in with the United Nations agenda for the 21st century and how it really is all about economic and societal collectivism, of collecting the profit and the power into fewer and fewer non-elected hands that really, are tyrannical and are absolutely psychopathic. So, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, mm-hmm. Vicki. Well, why don't you guys, whatever you'd like, I'd like you to take this in any direction you want. I know you're both involved in some really great things, some of which we can see, you know, through the technocratictyranny.com, and some of which we can see through Casey's YouTube channel, but you guys take it away. I'd love for you to go off on any tangent in any direction you'd like and flesh out whatever is important to you in an effort to help our listening audience become more informed and engaged.
Go ahead, Casey, you first.
Yeah, so basically what happened was I've done a lot of activism. I filmed police. That's part of the reason why they don't like me, I guess, at the time, is because I was handing out these full-size constitutions, which I received from the Idaho Secretary of State. I received 120 of them, three boxes of 40 over a year's time or whatever before they cut me off. But I would go into the police departments and sheriff's stations, and I would hand those out, and I would film at the same time. And then I would do public records requests on top of this. So over time, I'd done a lot of activism, and back in 2018, I started doing public records requests, and I found out that if I do a public record request through a specific entity like the Sheriff's Department, and I use the Sheriff's Department email domain at whatever the email domain is, and then use a keyword like my name, I just want to see what I get back over duration of time. So I did this here and there, and then one day I happened to get a public record request from the Spokane Sheriff's Department in something called Regional Intelligence Group 9. This is also known as Homeland Security Region 9. And, excuse me, in that report back in 2018, it showed me going into the Coeur d'Alene Police Department in North Idaho with a stack of constitutions, and it just basically is talking about how I'm filming, I'm handing out these constitutions. It says I'm not wanted at this time, and then it has, after that, a list of people that are wanted for actual crimes. And so a year later, I happened to get another one of these Regional Intelligence Group 9 reports, again, with me in the front of it, just doing the same thing, essentially. and people that are wanted for actual crimes. So a little time went by. It had bothered me, and I just really couldn't quite definitively figure out what was going on. So I did a little research. It didn't take me very long, a handful of months ago, to find out that this was tied to the Washington State Fusion Center. And so this isn't really private information by any means. I actually spoke with the sheriff of Spokane County in person, and I wanted to do an interview with him about the Washington State Fusion Center and Regional Intelligence Group 9. And he stated to me that the sheriff's department and Washington State Patrol are the front line for the Fusion Center. So it's really interesting. And then in this report, too, it actually lists all the places where it's disseminated to. It's disseminated to all the law enforcement agencies in eastern Washington and in Idaho, in parts of Idaho. And it's every entity from DHS, DOJ, U.S. Marshal, FBI, fire entities like credit unions, just bizarre things like that. So just to see that, I'm just a regular person just trying to do what I can to restore liberty, and to see that I'm in this report a couple of times, and then to find out that it's tied to the Washington State Fusion Center. And then it's also tied to what Vicki had just mentioned, the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, and I can touch on that just a little bit more in a second. But I wanted to have Vicki on to kind of expound a little bit more, because she wrote an article called The Invisible Wall, which you can see on her website, thetechnocratictyranny.com.
Wow, that's really something. We've got 3 minutes until we've got a break coming up, and we can unbox that on the other side. But it's just amazing to me that you basically, on behalf of the Secretary of State, were handing out constitutions, with his blessings provided to you by the Secretary of State, and the Constitution being the highest law in the state. And that somehow got you thrown in with a list of criminals. And that really tells us a lot about what their, what their priorities and agendas are. If that is, well, please go ahead.
Yeah, real quickly before the break. So what happened after the Regional Intelligence Group 9 report was put out in March of 2018, then the Coeur d'Alene Police Department in the next, not even in Washington State, in Idaho, where I reside, the Coeur d'Alene Police Department put out an officer awareness bulletin. It's an internal poster that's disseminated by their crime analyst and intervention unit. It shows, again, me going into the police department, just a poster for internal purposes. And it says that I'm filming the PD, the walls, the gates. It says I provided the records department while filming with a stack of copies of the Idaho State Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and United States Constitution. And they say they try to confront me, and I don't answer the questions, and it just says I left on foot. And it says I'm not wanted at this time, and this is for informational purposes only. So that was all because of the Regional Intelligence Group 9 report that was disseminated throughout this entire region. So very eerie.
Yeah, that is very telling. Lets us know where we are when doing good works like getting the Constitution out there and holding our elected officials and our police and sheriffs accountable could be viewed as something not good. That's a troubling situation to be in. So we're coming up against a break here in just a minute. We'll hear the music come up, but this is really great to have you guys on. So Vicki, when we get back, I'd love for you to get into whatever you would like to. I know you are very good at doing the research and finding out these chains, these avenues where the money flows to coerce people in different cities and counties to follow the dictates of the federal government. The ARPA funds are big there. If the counties accept and the states accept this federal money, it comes with strings attached and they're beholden. And so I know you're very good at knowing where to look for that kind of stuff and going after that. So when we come back, I look forward to getting into that with you. Please stay with us, folks. We'll be right back with Casey Whalen and Vicki Davis on the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the second half of the hour, the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe, and I've got two wonderful guests. I've got Casey Whalen and Vicki Davis with us. And Vicki, yeah, please continue. I would love to hear more about you narrowing in on the pathways of coercion and the way that the money flows, as you described it earlier, in these lines of coercion here. Now, I've been told by our state legislators that one in particular, that is the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry, IACI, is basically running Idaho. There's the money that flows there. Is it the source of the reelection donations comes through the hospitals and the IACI, and that there really are tangible lines of money that we can follow. So please, your input is really valuable on this. Please go right ahead with anything that you'd like.
Okay. All right, first I want to say, Casey was handing out constitutions. Now, we're all Americans, and theoretically, if you are a loyal American, there's nothing suspicious at all about doing that, right? It's our founding document. But what the situation is that this global reorganization into economic regions has created an overstructure. And the regional intelligence group 9 that's keeping track of Casey, they're getting input from the sheriff and police and everybody else. Well, I don't know about the sheriff, but I know that the regular street cop, they probably don't know any more about this global reorganization than the rest of the population. And so they are thinking that Casey is doing something bad because the regional intelligence group, the regional people, are telling them that he's doing something bad. Okay, so the police are compartmentalized, as is the majority of the population. They're compartmentalized with their thinking confined to the borders of the United States. And so you can't, it's a difficult situation, you know, because almost nobody knows what anybody else is doing or thinking, except that, you know, the police are collecting this information. They are building surveillance databases on all of the Americans who are saying, hey, this is the United States. We don't do this in the United States. This is not what we do. You know, and so that's how you have the divide between people who really are patriots to this country, but they're being labeled as terrorists, domestic terrorists, because of this regional overstructure. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got another quick break coming up, then we'll be back for a long 20-minute segment. But you're absolutely right. What they've done is, through the compartmentalization that you've mentioned, is they've managed to wrangle local law enforcement into being their local assets. And they know only what they want them to know, which is very little about the big picture. That's the only way that they can misconstrue and get them to believe that somebody like Casey, you know, who's doing good work and getting the Constitution out there and being patriotic and stand-up law-abiding citizen, the only way they can get these local police and sheriffs to believe that perhaps Casey isn't a good citizen. So, yeah, shame on them. Well, that's, you know, another area where ignorance really feeds their hand, and you know, needs to be overcome with information like this. So we're about to go to another break, but it's very important to note what you're saying. Yes.
We were kind of sucker punched. I mean, before I started doing all this research, and I kind of just walked into the international system and the international trade agreements, and I accidentally found out about the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. So you can't really blame the police or even regular citizens that they don't know about this global system that has been built, even though it's been built in the open and you can find the documents. You know, you have to break out of the normalcy bias that you have, that there is only the United States within our borders, and to see how our country has been sold out via the international system. So we can't. What we need is a think tank in Idaho. We need people who understand this, who will produce papers and distribute the papers showing absolute proof of, you know, what was done, when and where and who did it. And all that information is available on the internet if you know where to look for it.
Absolutely.
Which I found, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing how a lot of this isn't really secretive. but it's certainly not headlined. One good example, I believe, a few years back was when they signed the Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, which made us part of basically the North American Union. In any case, let's unbox that a little bit more after this break here. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us with the White Rose Resistance Hour on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
These are days, even
All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome back to our long segment here on the White Rose Resistance Hour. Vicki, thank you for bringing up what you did. You hit on something very important there, I think, I made note of, is normalcy bias. People, really, I think they've been encouraged to only look at what they agree with and what the mainstream would have them believe in. And anything else, if you were to point to things like United Nations own agendas or the Security and Prosperity Partnership that was signed on to by Canada's Calderon and Mexico's Vicente Fox and our own George Bush a few years ago to basically create an economic oversight for a North American Union. And then you're talking about, you know, these different districts that we have, FEMA regions and economic districts. And people tend to stay with the normalcy bias, and they've been instructed to view anything outside of that as real and as documented as it is as conspiracy theory. So what are your thoughts on that? How can we help, you know, get people to broaden their horizons to take in information that's outside of what they would consider normal?
Well, I don't know. My thought, and I've been doing this for a long time, is to try and explain it to people. And I document on my website, I have documentation on all of this stuff. But it's, you know, for a person to just, you know, look at the information, if they try to do just a skim through, they will never get it. They will never understand it. It's something that you have to look at and understand that what you're looking at is the reorganization of the United States and a change in the government of the United States. It is a fascist government. The government partnered with big corporations to implement all of this technology all over our country. But in the process of doing that, the government really has lost control. They are beholden to the tech corporations that control all of the systems. And so you not only have the conspiracy of doing that, changing our form of government, but you have these big corporations that are basically controlling what's left of our political system as it's disintegrating right before our eyes. And so I forgot where I was going, but so you have to study this. You have to understand basically the field that you're looking at, the playing field that you're looking at. And if you're only looking at the United States, you would never understand this. You would never see this. You have to go up, you have to go outside and then look back in using their documents, the treaties that our Senate has signed, the agreements with other countries, the agreements that our government has done with private corporations. And with individuals like an organization called InfraGard, InfraGard, I believe it is. That's a partnership between the FBI and local people in your local area. And they're supposed to be keeping watch for terrorists. Well, guess what? Under their definition of a terrorist, Casey is a terrorist. You know, and so the cops don't understand that. The people don't understand that. They just know that something is very, very wrong, you know?
Yeah, well, it's as clear as, you know, Klaus Schwab, this guy that, you know, for all intents and purposes looks like a Bond villain, talking about the Great Reset, right? And resetting, you know, the rules of engagement for the entire world to be under this fascist oligarchy or dictatorship, depending on how you want to, you know, depending on how you want to define the head of the board of directors, whether it's a group or individuals. But yeah, it's absolutely there to be, looked at. It's out in the open, and I think you're right. People need to look outside of the United States because we are just, a component, just one piece is being brought collectively into global control and tyranny. So yeah, absolutely. Casey, what are your thoughts on this? How are you seeing this shape up, and what are you thinking we can direct people towards to help them become more informed about this?
Well, I kind of want to touch a little bit more on the Fusion Center just so people can understand it a little bit more. And basically every state has one Fusion Center, and it's operated by the state patrol in that state. And to confirm this, I did a reverse public records request after I found out. I found basically every Fusion Center has an intake, or it's called a flow, where the information is sent from law enforcement. And at least in Washington and Idaho, it starts with FLO, and then it has, at, and it's at the Fusion Center's domain. So I did a reverse public record request for my name for a duration of time, and I got a reply from the Washington State Patrol, and they replied, it had to do with me being at something that Jay Inslee was at. I was trying to document it with a friend of mine. He was a pastor. He was arrested at Drag Queen Story Hour in Spokane. Anyways, they wouldn't let us in with where Inslee was, essentially, long story. So that may have had something to do with it, but it's just really interesting to kind of understand that it's run by the state patrol. And anyways, but I have a little bit more information here about, so I have a paper here I found from, it's from DHS and DOJ, and it says Fusion Process Technical Assistance Program and Services, Fusion Center Spotlight, Washington State Fusion Center, and the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, building a critical infrastructure, key resource information sharing capability. I just want to kind of give people an understand or a sense of how this works, because Vicky's already done an article on the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, and then to marry in the Fusion Center is very important. So, but the Washington State Fusion Center, their mission is to support the public safety and homeland security missions of federal, state, local, and tribal agencies and private sector entities, as serving as the state's single fusion center, detecting, deterring, and preventing terrorist attacks. And it goes on. But then it lists the Pacific Northwest Economic Region next. And it says it consists of the states of Alaska, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and the Canadian provinces of British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and the Yukon Territory. And it says that the Pacific Northwest Economic Region's purpose is to collaborate and address issues that impact the cross-border regional economy of the Pacific Northwest. And so Vicky can kind of touch on that some more as to why is this a problem, Vicky?
Well, it's a problem because it's a reorganization of it's a reorganization of both the United States and Canada. And they have brought Canada and the Pacific Northwest states together in an economic region. And that organization is dominated by corporate money, even though there are public legislators, public officials involved in it. Money talks, and the politicians listen to the money. And so it's really a disintegration of the original geographically defined United States and the state. Okay, and the thing is that that organization is operating at a level above where anybody on the ground, like you and me and Stuart and everybody else, we're operating in a mindset of the United States, while this regional economic organization is operating at the global level. So I mean, that's really one thing you have to overcome, is the idea that we are living in the United States as it was when it was defined. We are not.
And these people, of course, being corporate, they are not elected by us, they don't represent us, and they're not accountable to us. So, of course, they have the profit motivation. They're not looking out for our best interests.
Right. Everybody's being reduced to a status of a worker, a.k.a. serf, you know, because in that regional organization, The public officials are listening to the corporations, to the money. That's who they listen to. And so
correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like the remedy is to, more than ever before, hold our elected officials' feet to the fire and let them know that they personally are accountable and they will be held to account. And that's something that we haven't been doing. I think that's how it's gotten so far. So, you know, switching towards a kind of a remedy focus for the last 10 minutes of the show here, I think getting the information out there is amazing. You're one of the best, both of you, that I've, you know, had the pleasure of knowing as far as getting the information out. But then in concocting remedy out of that, it seems to me that while we still have some semblance of a representative, well, at least we have somebody in a position supposedly of representing us, we had better start holding them accountable to do our bidding and not the bidding of the corporations that, you know, are, got their hands in their pockets.
Yeah, and the first part of that is to get them to admit what the that, first of all, number one, that the Pacific Northwest Economic Region exists, and that you and that we know what the purpose of it is, and that we know how it's operating, and that, at least in my opinion, it's an unconstitutional organization. And so even though the Idaho legislature voted for it, and it's in state law, statutory law, that Idaho participates in it, it is a betrayal of the American people in terms of the United States. You know,
so that all could be null and void. If it's not pursuant to the Constitution, it has no effect. Maybe that's the angle that needs to be taken.
I think so. You know, when I found out about it, there was an Idaho State legislator who wrote a memorial on NAFTA, you know, that saying that we should get out of NAFTA. But then his very next sentence was, but that we should retain the Pacific Northwest Economic Region. And so I did a search on that, and I found it and figured out what it was. And I wrote him back an email. I said, what is this, a Machiavellian joke? You want to get out of NAFTA, but you want to retain the Pacific Northwest Economic Region? You know, what's the thinking here? And he honestly, I don't think he really understood.
Vicki, can you talk about the emergency arm of the PNWER, too?
Yeah, yes. You know, we're about to go to one last break. Maybe we could save that for, you know, our last little segment. But, yeah, we'll hear the music come up, and then we're going to go to break, and then we'll have one last segment. But, yeah, please get into whatever you'd like there, Vicki.
Okay. All right. I think it's Pacific Northwest Emergency Management Area or something.
Mm.
So it's the equivalent of the economic region, except it's the emergency management region covering the same territory.
So that's the Pacific Northwest FEMA region then?
Basically, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I was thinking too.
And
yeah.
So a lot of what's happening with our public health system has to do with this regionalization and collectivizing the medical records. You know, they've been working on harmonizing our laws with Canada so that these regions can basically just slip into taking over management, except that they're making decisions that are un-American.
Well, this is the end game. Wouldn't you say, Vicki, with Idaho issuing these emergency orders, we've been under, as you put it, medical martial law for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
Hold that thought, guys. We'll be right back for our last segment.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son. If your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
All right, welcome back, folks, to the last section here of the White Rose Resistance Hour. Casey Whalen is our guest, along with Vicki Davis. And Vicki, you were making some great points. We've got only a few minutes left. We've got about 4 minutes left. So if you could go ahead and finish up any points, let us know anything else you'd like to. And then maybe once again, let us know where people can go to find more of your great work.
Okay. Well, I would say to people that want to dip their toes in the water, look for the Pacific Northwest Economic Region .org. That's PNWER.org. And look at that, and you can go to my website and do a search on it, PNWER, and I have information there on it. On both my new website, which is thetechnocratictyranny.com, and I have information on it on my older website, which is channelingreality.com. And so I think I have more detailed information on the older website. So
excellent. I'd just like to make the point that if people are in other parts of the country or the world, I'm sure there are equivalents of this in their area, and I encourage them to look for that, because this is not isolated to our area, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And in my older website, I do have graphics of the different regions as I was seeing them. I mean, this has been kind of, my research has been kind of like putting together a big puzzle.
Because a big tapestry,
because I didn't know any more about this than anybody else.
There's great stuff on your website. I encourage everybody to go there. Casey, in the last couple of minutes you've got left, you want to let people know where they can go to find your work or anything else that you'd like to share before you hear the music take us out? Casey, are you still with us?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was muted. My platform is North Idaho Exposed. I'm on all the video platforms. There'll be other content that won't be on YouTube for obvious reasons. So I went to the Cyber Symposium. There's videos from that. I've helped film the Red Pill Expo this year for G. Edward Griffin. So there's some behind-the-scenes things there. That we had John B. Wells that emceed that. I got a bunch of interviews. I've been doing citizen journalism. Been working with Vicki. That interview is too with Larkin, Texas, on my channel over the last couple of years, talking about communitarianism. I kind of just did everything I could think of after I started.
You've been a busy man, and I commend you for that. Thank you very much, Casey and Vicki. Thank you both.
Thanks.
Everybody, we'll see you next week. Have a good week. Stay strong. Stay safe. Be kind to each other. I love you, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Stuart.
My pleasure, Vicki.
On my hands has written you into the passion play, skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcast.